All right, let's catch up now with the story. Eyewitness News is running, and it's around a 24-year-old civil engineering student who fell to her death in China just a week ago from a 13-story building. And nobody's quite sure how. Her dad is going to be speaking to us after 7 o'clock. And it's one of those stories where we are walking the talk with you. It may not be of national consequence for everyone, but it is of every significance for this family. Mia, they want answers, don't they?
Yes, Bongani, and such a tragic story. You know, there are just so many missing pieces to the information that the family has been given by the Chinese authorities. Even Khatsatsu's friends, they simply don't know what happened. And I think that is really painful for the parents, you know, not knowing exactly what happened. They've been told by the authorities that they need to accept that their daughter fell from the 13th building, for the 13th floor, out of a window. But what is really questionable, Bongani, is that they forwarded me this 5-second video of how it happened, but you know where this window was, and then this
her
lifeless body. And
yeah.
It is just, you know, like so many questions. The window is extremely small. So you keep on asking yourself, how did it all happen? And I think for the parents, it's also difficult to accept because, you know, too many questions. It just simply doesn't add up. And they're struggling with information. They're still waiting for the post-mortem report. And when they asked her roommate, who can, you know, reach out to this person she was last with, this person is simply not calling back. So they're sitting far away from where it happened, and they must simply wait. And that's the painful part. They don't have answers, and they must wait.
What are the authorities saying, both in terms of what Derco has said, and what do we have any sense what the Chinese authorities, the local authorities there, are saying?
So this happened last week, Friday. It fell over a weekend. And then soon after that, they had public holidays there in China. So they say they had to wait a few days. But they are in talks, or they are speaking via email with the consulate in Shanghai. And they are assisting them with information as to how much it will cost for the family to repatriate her remains. Now, this is the sad part, Bongani, that they don't have that money, and Derco can't help financially. So the family has to come up with 300,000 rand to bring her mortal remains back. Cremation is obviously not an option. They say it's against their culture, and they have to go and fetch her spirit. So it's a very difficult process for the family. And you know, and if they can't bring her back, she remains in the mortuary, and the bull will get higher. And it's so painful. The last time they saw Khotatsu was 3 years ago. She hasn't been able to visit the family because of the pandemic. So it's just a very painful tragedy for this family. And this nightmare is not stopping.
All right, Mialindiki, thank you so much for that update, that context. Her name is Khotatsu Mdunana. Her family, as Mia says, last saw her 3 years ago. So they not only have to contend with the rising bill for every day she remains in that mortuary, but obviously bringing her back, bringing her remains back and repatriating the body is going to be a costly affair. We're going to be speaking after Eyewitness News to her father, who is with us in studio, who's going to tell us about just how difficult it is. And I think for any parent, for any family who's got a child who is studying in another country, who's studying overseas, perhaps you can imagine the kinds of difficulties you can face when something like this happens. In China, of course, there'll be the other additional challenges to deal with: the distance, language barriers, the authorities not necessarily forthcoming with answers. And we're taking this story because we do champion your stories. We walk the talk.